Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Truth About You podcast. This one is a bite-size episode because we're all busy, aren't we? We can all feel like we're a little bit short of time to fit in all the things that have to be done, that we need to do, that we want to do. And often the things that we want to do are the things that get dropped by the wayside, right? So I'm going to be recording some shorter, literal, bite-sized episodes of this podcast, just with different quick fire themes that mean that 5-10 minutes is all it takes to just anchor back, to perhaps learn something new, to perhaps be reminded of something that you already knew but had forgotten about. And so here goes. The first one is all about emotion. And this conversation that I'm having with you has been in my energy since July last year. And that's for a very specific reason. So in July, my youngest daughter was unwell and needed to go to hospital rather quickly. It was interesting that we were nowhere near a hospital. In fact, we were set up on a campsite for a festival I was meant to be speaking at. And so that resulted in the quickest pack down ever with the help and support of some incredible friends, so that I could get to hospital as quickly as possible. She received a diagnosis of type 1 diabetes and was obviously in hospital for a good few days getting that all sorted out. Now, the reason that's relevant to this episode about emotion is because, as you might imagine, as a parent, for any parent whose child is unwell to any degree, there are a lot of emotions that surface, aren't there? But the thing I want to talk about most today is how we deal with our own emotions and how we deal with other people's emotions. So one of the things I noticed at that time was just how much everybody wanted me to be okay, which is beautiful and gorgeous and comes from the most well-intended place. But how in their desire for me to be okay, what ended up happening was that all these big emotions that I was feeling, very natural emotions like fear, sadness, guilt, because I'm also type 1 diabetic, they were getting unacknowledged. They were going invalidated. And this was really difficult for me because I knew I had those emotions. I'm pretty tapped into my emotions and I'm okay with all of my emotions. All of them, like I can recognize them, I can label them. And so one of the first things I had to do was accept that people were well-intended, but that also they were getting it wrong in that moment. And so it was up to me to validate my own emotions, to be able to label them, to be able to sit with them, to be able to take really good care of them. And this became most obvious to me when a very dear friend of mine picked me up in the car, having nipped back from the hospital for a break. She picked me up in the car to take me back there. And I hadn't seen her, only had messages and phone calls and things since my daughter was admitted. She picked me up and she sat there and she looked at me and she said, right, give it all to me. Hand it over. Tell me. And so with that came this beautiful moment of, oh my God, someone finally gets it. They're not trying to persuade me that everything is fine, that my daughter will be fine. I knew all that, but it didn't stop the emotions happening. But what my friend did for me was to reinforce what I'd been doing for myself, which is, it's okay to feel these things. It's okay to feel these things. And that changed the game for me. So, massive thank you to that friend. You know who you are. But also, just a nod to anybody who's listening, who might be feeling some big emotions. Your only job is to know that whatever you're feeling is valid. It's okay to feel those feels. If you can, try and label them. And if you struggle with labeling emotions, which some of my clients do, have a Google of the emotions wheel, and you will see loads of images come up of different names of feelings and categories of feelings, and that can be a great place to start. But first off, validate your own emotions. Don't expect others to do it for you. Do it for yourself first. And if you are around people who are experiencing big emotions, I get it that you want them to be okay, and I get it that you can perhaps see that they'll be okay, but don't skip the most important step of letting them have their feelings. It's so powerful. If we don't feel these things, or if others in their quest to help us end up dampening down those feelings, or just being, the result is that it can feel a bit like you're dismissed, your emotions aren't real, that they're invalid. So if you're with someone who's having these big emotions, just be alongside them. Let them feel out all that they're feeling. It will be the best thing that you can do for them, the best way that you can help. And perhaps lastly, some of the work that I do with clients involves really exploring these feelings, like really acknowledging them, really allowing them to be there, and encouraging my clients to sit with them. Feelings are emotions, right? Emotion, so energy in motion. If we box them down, if we pretend to ourselves and others that they're not there, they don't go anywhere. They just stay within us. They will come back to bite you on the ass at some point. So allow these feelings to flow. Allow them to be felt. Allow yourself to sit with them, even though that can feel uncomfortable, right? They're there to be felt. They need to be seen and witnessed, heard, acknowledged and accepted, because then they get to move. Sending you loads of love, whatever you're feeling. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching, or through the sign up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.